10 in 10.
15 years. I'll know. And so Alloway returned to Orphea, and the only son, Prince Laguas, was born 1 year later. Okay. All right, we're back in color. It's no longer sepia tone. Okay, after the promise with the demon, I don't know the details, but Alloway met a gruesome end. Oh boy. She was killed by something that resembled a mummy. And Pudding is already crying at the story. He cries pretty easily. But what about the notebook? Alloway said you could write 3 wishes, right? Did she already write the other 2? Says Pudding. Oh, about that, says Noblet. Well, I don't know. But I do know this. Alloway and Orphea's kids, the demon, she tried to protect them 15 years ago. But today, in the town, the kids, she asked me to help. This is super rough translation. Kids, it's all thanks to the champion, the legendary entertaining champion, very strong traveler indeed, who defeated the demon Zygus. It's Nomowo. Sorry about all that, Nomowo. I owe you one. After this, come visit me in the circus tent. I'll give you some. Oh, good. Oh, I get the key emblem. That's right. Hey, kids. Let's go back to Orphea. Yay. Listen to them pop. Oh, that little girl is no longer shaking her head in sadness. God, that's so sad. All right. I'm probably not going to... What the? That's the old man again. Where's that bastard, Nabret? It's okay, old man. It's all done. We don't need the comic... No, we don't need the comic relief. Oh, he's going to try to bust down the fairy door? Oh, that idiot. It's turning into a real Laurel and Hardy. You've really done it this time. Oh, shit. Oh, God, the old man ran into the door. Where am I? Okay. Might as well have fallen into a manhole. Who turned out the lights? Somebody help me! All right, back in control. Good Lord. What was that, like 2 episodes worth? Sorry, guys. Alright, I'm not gonna, probably not gonna, give you the play-by-play of the next cutscene, because I'm pretty sure it's just me receiving a key item. But yeah, finally got it, so now I can do other, I think now I can do a quest to take the train to the main capital cities. I figured out, as I've been exploring the continents, each continent has 3 main, towns in it. Oh, I can just warp back. And then a few sort of caravan settlements here and there. Each continent, each of the 5 continents has this, a starting village, a mid-sized town, and then a capital. And on the continent of Pukuland, hang on, Pukuret Village is the starting town, the village, and then Orphea is the city, and then Megatron, I forget what the name it is the big castle, the bustling capital of the continent. I've only visited 1 capital so far, and that was on the dwarf continent, and that was to do a quest. A quest I was able to flag, yes, but not able to complete, by the way, because the monster-headed kill just destroyed me. Anyway. Alright, folks, I'm back. I took a break, played some more, took another break. Starting up the game from the Wii menu this time. You know, I want you to have the full experience. Oh, okay, fine, don't play the whole thing. I don't think I need to have the Wii strap on my wrist for this game, guys. There's no risk of spinning around. Knocking over mom's vase like you have in that picture. Why? What do I have to press here? There we go. Buttons. Oh, Square Enix made this. Oh my God. Okay. Intro. I've seen the intro. Okay. Player 1, Hooded Patooey. Start an adventure. Online mode. Contacting the network. Oh. That's. Oh my God. I forgot. Version update. Oh guys. Oh. 10 in 10. Yeah, it's downloading the version update. This is probably not going to be interesting to record the whole thing. Right now it's at 1%. I'll keep you updated. 2%. 14 minutes remaining. 3%. 8. 99. Okay, it says 2 seconds remaining. It's been like that for about 10 seconds. This is the longest two... No, it's 3 seconds? Square Enix controls the flow of time now? What is this? Oh, yes! Version update has finished. Thank you. Logging on in. In East Asia. I got nothing.
Login, Suru. Login, Stay-Masu.
A message to our customers. Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Boken Osuru. No mo-wo. Level 30. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. You only have one more day of your free trial. I know. I'll do it later. Which server? Server 1 is full. I like the single play servers. Wow, every server is at Futsu capacity, which is alright. I usually go for the ones that are at lesser capacity, but you know, normal capacity is fine. I'll go server 10. Hajime Tabakari. Well, yeah. 10 and 10. I think it's going to be my new official server. 10.
Starting the game. Now loading.
And we're back! Hey, welcome back! Nobody rented me out. That's a shame. Alright. Alright, what to do? Oh, that's right. Okay, I can afford another Genkitama, so I'm absolutely doing that. I am in Juliette Town, the town of Juliette, which I believe is the mid-sized town on the Weddy continent. The mer people. Oh, shit! Shit. Way to go, jackass. Recorded on the music track again, not a big deal. I just like complaining. Alright, I gotta get to the quest concierge. He's up in the inn. I am the only one of the Megaton Rangers online at the moment. Whoa, what is this? There's gonna be maintenance. From 7 o'clock until 8 o'clock, I just got a red message from a gold Draki. I love the colors. It says there's gonna be maintenance from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. What time is it now? It is 6 p.m. exactly. Alright, so I got an hour. All I gotta do, get a Genki Ball. Where's the inn? Get a Genki Ball. Genki Ball's for a half hour. I can get some nice leveling in. That'll be fun. So here's what's happened in the life of Nomo Wo since last, you know, since I rested. There's the inn. I reached level 30, thank God. I did some grinding. Sans Genkitama. Took a little bit longer, but it was fun. I was also sort of camping King Slimes because they drop a recipe for a shield, and I'm crafting. That's right, I started crafting, which is pretty cool. No shit, I didn't mean to stay at the inn! You guys are distracting me, you guys! Okay, where's the quest concierge? Huh? Oh, there he is. In Orvia, he was behind. Oh no. Yes. Oh no, that's just an NPC whose name sort of looks like it has concierge in it. It's not. Her name is Erishe. Well. Oh no, she is also the concierge. Alright. Genkitama, please! So I've been leveling smithing. When I first started, I thought it was just... I thought there were multiple crafts. And then when I couldn't find them, as I explained in one episode, I then thought, oh, maybe it's just alchemy crafting. It's all from the alchemy pot. There is an alchemy pot. But it's only for making upgrades. Making actual weapons and stuff, those are all different disciplines. There's smithing for weapons and armor, which is one craft. Another craft is cloth craft. There's also woodworking. And I think there's a few others. I don't know. I'm going to go out and level a bit. Juliette Island. No, Julet Island. Upper part. Great! Ah, there's Melon Legs version 3! Come here, buddy. Let's see if these guys are good enough to level off of. I don't think so. I think I fought one a while ago and it was tough. But now it's like maybe not so tough. Well, I don't know. Well, we're beating on. It's not even in the orange yet, so you know, it's good to work out. Now, at first, I was button mashing a lot. I was kind of complaining before that. I prefer the FF11 system of auto-attack, where you don't have to hammer on buttons, it just attacks automatically, and you choose everything else, like spells and stuff. Here, you do have to manually attack each time, but I'm sort of realizing that There's about a 1 second. Doesn't sound like a lot. That's right. I started crafting, which is pretty cool. No, shit, I didn't mean to stay at